Hi, I'm Xylo.
And I'm Locke.
And this is Gamers Rant.
We rant about games.
No duh. And here's another episode that's actually out on time.
What?
I know, it's only been like a week and we're out.
That means this may actually be a weekly episode.
Oh my gosh, you're right. We actually might be doing this more often now. And you wanna know why we're doing it more often now?
Why is that?
Fan mail! Which is mostly our fault because we changed our email address without really saying anything sooner. Anyways, we have fan mail again.
Yay!
Alright, and since we haven't had it on the show in a while, we're going to have Squeaky Voice take the calls. Over to you, Squeaky.
You know, I don't get paid enough bottle caps to do this. I only get 5 a day. That only works in freaking Fallout. Not that they're listening.
We're not listening.
I knew it. Let's just get this over with. Alright. So, yeah, fan mail. This comes from Smexy Star. Dear Gamers Rant, wow, you guys had to go get a new email. I sent you two emails to your other email address. So anyway, I have a few requests. Play and review the following games when they come out. Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2, just to hear Locke get upset about how much he hated the first one. Dead Rising 2, killing zombies with a paddle with two chainsaws duct taped to it is woot. Call of Duty Black Ops, Fable 3, John Cheese is the butler, yes. Medal of Honor, Guitar Hero, Warriors of Rock, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, Tron Evolution, and you have to try the new Metroid game, Metroid, Other M. It's a prologue to the first Metroid game back in the 80s. You get to see her life before the suit, and they remake the very first Metroid Prime game in one game. It will be awesome. Don't hate on Samus. If you do this, you'll be rewarded with fudge. Thank you. You're awesome. Love, Smexy Star.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Samus, but...
Shut up, Locke. We got one more.
Oh, okay.
Just from the same person.
Expressing love for fudge.
One more thing I forgot. You should make a Facebook page. Then you can see how many fans you really have. Love, Smexy Star. There. I'm done. Forget it. I'm going back to my trailer.
You know, he trailer?
Really, I don't remember giving him one.
Huh, alright.
Okay, anyway, so yeah, that was Squeaky Voice, everyone. Squeaky Voice, clap.
Yay.
So, okay, my first comment on the Facebook page, already done, Smexy Star. We have a Facebook page. Look for Gamers Rant.
Yay.
I happen to hate Facebooks and all social networks, so that's why we never had one before, but hey, we'll do anything to promote our show, right, Locke?
That's right.
Right. Just like that car wash we did back in 86 with the leopard pajamas.
Don't remind me.
Oh, those were good times. Okay, Locke, you also have some news about the shirt shop?
Yes, I have updated the shirt shop, and I've changed the name. You remember when it used to be called CS Shirt Shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, well now it's actually Gamers Rant Shirt Shop.
Nice.
GamersRant.Spreadshirt.com. Easy as that.
Right, and we got a new shirt up with the new Gamers Rant logo, which really isn't our... It's kind of like our shirt logo right now. Our old logo is still up. I still like our old logo.
Our old logo is still up?
Well, on the actual site, you know, with Locke and Xylo back-to-back.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, me too. So we have two logos. We got this one and the other one. Both mean Gamers Rant now.
Yep.
But this one's a lot less copyright infringement, so...
Ah, yes, that's true.
Yep, they're just shapes. You can't copyright us on shapes.
Yeah, exactly, and they went through an edit... I mean, I made them myself, so it's not copyright at all.
You made them yourself, right?
Yep.
Okay, so we're all good. Any images that may or may not appear like other real images in the world is pure coincidence.
Simply coincidence.
Yep.
That's
so,
right.
And you also said people actually bought shirts?
I apparently have $10 worth of commission, which is awesome.
How much does that equal via shirts?
4.
So we have 4 shirts.
Well, I've sold 4 shirts.
Right. See, we're actually giving you all a pretty good deal. Shirts cost about $25 to $15. We only get $5 back per shirt.
Dude, we get less than that.
We only get $3 back per shirt.
Dude, we get less than that.
We get 250 back per shirt.
Yeah, that's about right.
So, we're trying to make them as cheap as possible for you guys.
That's the only do. The Gamers Rant tee only costs $16. It's a nice medium weight shirt.
Mm-hmm. It looks very pretty. We really need to find a better place to host our shirts on.
We do.
Someplace where we can get the shirts cheaper so we can sell them for more pro- I mean, sell them cheaper for the fans.
That's right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've looked at the other ones. Individually speaking, I still think for Spreadshirt's the best. Right. Unless you try and buy shirts in bulk. Right. Then it's the worst.
Well, if we can buy shirts in bulk, that'd be great, but we'd need fans first.
Yes.
And now we just get the occasional email, which is still better than nothing, yep. But we still need more hurrah from people before we start getting real serious with this.
Yep.
So, that's all of the news on the Gamers Rant right now. I changed the email address now, of course, on the site, so now it says Gamers Rant. By the way, if you want to contact us, email us at gamersrantthepodcast@yahoo.com, which is now on the site. So, let's get into reviews, which we really didn't do much last time.
Yeah, so actual reviews, not just ranting about Reach.
Right.
Reach ranting. Well, actual reviews.
It was a review of Reach, in
it
a degree.
Was, but the end is kind of obvious, so...
It's the end of the world as we... Okay, well, today we're going to be reviewing the games we should have reviewed last time, which are going to be the games we've been playing recently up to Reach, which is League of Legends...
And Alpha Protocol, which I spent my time playing up until Reach came out.
Right. Also, I want to state something real quick before we get into reviews. I hope this sounds better. We're desperately trying to get the podcast to sound nice.
Yep.
So this should sound better than the last episode, and if it sounds worse, then you can smack us. Or Squeaky Voice.
Yeah,
he's available.
Squeaky Voice. You can smack Squeaky Voice.
Yes, we can. All right, so you want to start off with League of Legends?
Sure. Yeah, right. We've been playing that the most.
Yeah, we played that together, so then I'll do my review and you do your review. Alright, okay. So League of Legends is a free game based on Dota, which I have no idea what that stands for. Locke, care to fill us in?
Don't... Originate... Tali Akba. No.
Please tell me you actually know the history behind this.
Oh, yes, it's from Warcraft.
Okay,
it's an expansion of Warcraft.
Right, so there's a game called Dota, which is an expansion of Warcraft, and then these guys were fans of Dota and decided to make their own version of it. And I've never played Dota, I've only played this, but I really like this.
I've actually played Warcraft, but I haven't played Dota, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like those two.
Right. Well, basically, the game comes down into this. It is a real-time strategy where you only have control over your main unit, and all of the mini guys just kind of run at the enemy down these three lanes. Okay?
Two or now three you, lanes.
Three's the classic version.
Yeah, that's the main one.
Right. Then you just use your character's powers to fight the enemy off and desperately try to get into their base and blow it up.
Yeah, blowing things up.
And you can buy items, and you level up, and, you know...
And, yeah, it's also a pretty hardcore game. You know, once you get into it,
Tons of strategy.
Yeah, lots of strategy.
So it's a little different than normal RTSs, but I would still classify as an RTS. The main selling point of this game, which is the reason I even looked at it to begin with, is that there are... I think there are, like, 50 playable characters and counting.
Yeah, and they have plans for many, many more.
They, like, add a new one every month. New playable character every month.
And
it's insane.
The characters are so in depth. They have their own stories, balanced powers.
It's fun. Just, you actually... The joke from the last week's episode, which Locke made a comic and put it on the episode, which is was actually about League of Legends. That should have been on this episode. So now we're probably going to have a Reach... We'll probably have a Reach comic for this episode.
You know, I have plenty of ideas for one, so I just need to get to drawing it.
Right, so we're backwards as always, and predicting the future that may or may not occur, because you'll be sitting there going, like, there's no comic.
Uh-huh.
In which case, you can smack Locke. Or Squeaky Voice. So, I personally play a werewolf named Warwick. which
And I
is
play
a
a Moogle.
he plays a
Oh,
Moogle.
but you probably could have figured that out from the last comic.
Right. So I like werewolves. Xylo is a werewolf. So my character is really good at killing people.
And my character's very good at screwing with people.
Yeah. So yeah, there's fighter, there's different classes, but my guy is what we kind of call a ganker, which means when there's that one guy out in the woods alone without his teammates, I get him.
Yeah, you pop
I'm
out of the
really
bushes and you shank him in a
yeah,
video game, so it's called ganking.
I'm very good. Warwick is very good at one-on-one. And Locke's character, Teemo, who's a Moogle, because they literally have everything in this game. If you think about it, there's someone for you. There's someone for everybody. But his character, the Moogle, turns invisible, runs around, and poisons people.
Damage, range, DPS, as
So,
the hardcore people call it.
the longer you fight him, the harder it gets because he just drains your HP with his poison. And then he can set down landmines that are mushrooms,
Yay, mushrooms.
which are annoying. And there's just somebody for everybody. There's an undead skeleton necromancer. There's a suicide bombing bug.
Yeah, and
There's
then of course you have your pirates, your ninjas, your robot.
a giant archangel knight, which when you take off the helmet is actually a girl, Samus. Gosh, okay, here's a very simple way to sum this all up. They have an evil scientist midget with an afro. The end.
And once you've gotten to that point, you've pretty much covered everything else.
Yeah, you've hit every topic. There's pirates, there's ninjas. The creators of this game are massive video game and anime fans because they put in tons of references. As Warwick, everybody has a dance. You can actually type in slash dance in the text box. And there's also slash taunt and slash other
Joke.
things. There's a j
Slash
ev
joke.
everyone has a joke. As Warwick, if I type in dance, I start doing Michael Jackson's Thriller dance.
Which is amazing.
So
Way
the
better
character.
than Teemo's dance. He just kind of shuffles his legs.
A guy named Ezreal actually does the Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya dance.
Huh.
There's just tons in there.
Nobunobu, eh?
There's tons of taunts in there and jokes. My favorite one is a guy named Shaco, who's an evil Harlequin clown. And if you ask him for a joke, all he does is go, "Why so serious?" And we all
Fucking
know where that
awesome.
reference is from.
Yeah. Just absolutely amazing the depth of this completely free PC game.
Yeah, and then there's also the character costumes where I can turn into a ma Warwick turns into a manatee.
Yeah, oh my god, I love the costumes.
Or he can turn into a grandma from Red Riding Hood, with little
Yep.
glasses and the hat. And,
Probably still my favorite.
one
There's
guy
there are a lot of good ones, but
doesn't Rise turn into Abraham Lincoln?
yes.
It's that's the, unfortunately the costumes where it stops becoming free.
Yeah.
Costumes you have to buy with real money.
Yeah, costumes you have to buy with real money, and you can buy characters with real money.
Yeah. Everything in the
As
game is
opposed to
viable
earning
with
them.
real money, which is just quicker, because real money does not. $1 per character, while it costs a couple thousand points in game to buy a character. But everything but the costumes is 100% free. You can get anything you want for free. Well, also they have the money boosters and whatnot, but those are useless. Those cost money. But yeah, all the you don't get to keep all your characters. And here's one thing I really like about League of Legends. Since they have such a large cast, every week they just swap out like seven different characters.
Yep, so you free to play, there are seven characters,
That
and
you
it's
are.
different every week.
Yep, so you can just go through everybody before. You can basically test them out before you actually want to buy them with your in-game money, which you win from fighting and whatnot. So that's great. Or you can just. And once you buy a character, you keep them forever and you can use them whenever you want. So, yeah, but since there's like 50 plus characters and they all cost a couple thousand in-game gold, and you make about 100 maybe max per game, you can see how this could keep you a while if you want to buy everything.
Yeah.
But that's fine. And since you get new characters every week, it's fun to just test them out. I bought Warwick, of course, because I just love playing Warwick. It's just fun. Just play him all
What
the
about
time.
Teemo? Teemo, the
Yeah, you're
Moogle.
a t you like Teemo and Quirky.
Yeah, I'm probably better with Quirky actually, but he's twice as expensive.
Quirky's a little midget who flies around in his own biplane and shoots you with machine guns.
And it's awesome. Also ranged DPS.
Yes, he also turns into the Red Baron.
Yes,
which is costumes.
I love this costume.
Costumes are fun. So yeah, that's League of Legends. It's a blast. You get in there with your team. Most games are 5-on-5, and you're just like go over here, do this, do that. Come on over here. I need a DPS over here. Quick, I need a buff. Give me a buff.
for Skype users.
Yeah, for Skype users.
Everyone else will be typing furiously at each other.
If you plan on playing competitively, where you actually plan to try to win every game. I mean, you always try to win every game, but if you actually think you can win every game, you're going to need at least two other people that you know.
Yep.
That you know and have played with before, and Skype. Because, when you're in the middle of a fight where you use the keys to attack, typing is not your best option for a quick...
Well, some people are very good at it, but people just hopping into this game, going to want Skype.
Yeah, you definitely want to use Skype to talk to your teammates. Yes. Especially since half the people you play with will be idiots. And you will be one of them when you start off, but you'll learn quickly.
I don't know about quickly, but yeah, there's a pretty decent learning curve.
Yeah. Recommend finding a clan or someone who's played before so you can learn from them. There's tons of YouTube videos teaching how to play every single character in the game.
Yeah, the best route.
Right. When you first play, you might not really get into it because you're going to get your butt kicked.
Yep.
It's simple as that. It's not a
like I said,
game.
Learning curve.
Right. But stick with it. Trust me, stick with it. You'll have a blast. If you like real-time strategy, if you like the sneaking around, come up with a good plan to take down the enemy, and if you like being a werewolf who just charges in at the enemy and then slashes them up to ribbons, and every time you slash them, you heal so they can't kill you.
Pirates versus ninjas.
We've had
Knights
a game
versus
that.
Robots. Yeti versus whatever, vampires, whatever the heck.
Yeah, it's just fun. It's anything you've ever imagined fighting everything else.
Yep.
Yep, so great game, League of Legends. I give it a go play it now. It's free.
Can't say that enough times.
It's a free game that is fun. It's a freaking fun, free game.
That's right.
Fluffy. Okay, it's so fluffy! go get it. Apple users, ha 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 ha, you gotta wait till you're gonna have to wait till summer 2011 to obtain this game.
Ha ha, Link.
Yeah,
that's my little quip about Link.
Silly Apple user. But for all you Windows users out there, trust me, get this. I'm not a big PC gamer, and in fact, I'm going to be talking about another PC game. I hate PC gaming, but this is the exception.
Irony.
Yeah, so...
I'm the PC gamer, I'll be talking about an Xbox game.
I'm the Xbox gamer, I'll be talking about two PC games, including this one.
Yep.
So, very awkward day for me. Alright, so, do you want to go first, or you want me to go first with our next review? Unless there's anything else you can think about saying about League of Legends.
It's pretty simple. Fun game. Free game.
Simple, fun.
Get it now.
We have countless stories of epicness.
Yep.
Those last minutes before you thought you were going to die, and then you make it out alive, and you go, yes! Yes!
Yes! Saved by the random mushroom.
Oh, the random mushroom.
Gotta love it. In my last game with Kenshiki, his life was saved by my turret playing as Hermendinger, hiding in the corpse of his dead body. No, wait, that was my life. my life was saved by his dead corpse, which, with his fat dwarf belly, hid my turret.
By the way, Hermendinger was the mad scientist Afro Midget that we talked about before.
Yeah.
Yeah. He builds turrets. Right, so once again, do you want to do your review first, or you want me to do my review first?
You go ahead.
Okay, just do the PC games off the bat.
Yep.
Alright, the next game I'm going to talk about, another PC game. This one is not free, but well worth the price at the moment. Okay? It's going to cost you about $13 if you're in America, $10 if you're in Europe.
Darn you, Europe.
Those Europe people got it cheaper than us because we have inflation. The game is called Minecraft, if you haven't heard of it before. Now, Minecraft is a game made by a guy, I think he's in Sweden. A Swedish guy made this game, and at this point in time, he has made over $500,000 from this game.
Yeah.
This game
Go. Absurd considering it's cost $10.
Right. The game is amazingly fun. It's extremely addictive. I have described it as Animal Crossing on crack. Probably better to say it's RuneCraft on crack, if you are playing RuneCraft, which is a ripoff of Harvest Moon. Basically, the concept of the game, there's a bunch of different modes. It's just build mode, but we're going to start with survival mode, which is the one that most people play. It's single player, and they're now adding multiplayer. In survival mode, you spawn with your hands. And you go, okay, what do I do? Okay, then nighttime falls around, and then the zombies spawn.
Yay, zombies.
In survival mode, your job is to survive. At nighttime, creatures of all hell break loose to come kill you. These range from creepers, which are these weird green things that explode upon impact. Zombies, which are zombies. Skeleton warriors, which walk around with bows shooting you from long distances. Spiders, giant spiders that will come and creep after you walking over the walls that you just hopped over like they were not there. And they're adding more creatures. In fact, this very Halloween, he's adding in an update that adds in harder monsters and more things to do in the game.
Which will make you appropriately scared for the time of the season.
Yes.
Tis the season.
Once you buy the game, no matter what price you paid for it originally, you get all updates after that free. Which is why I'm saying now, because the game is technically right now in alpha. And once it goes to beta, the price is raising to $20 in euros. So, get it now. The graphics are extremely minimal. So, most computers should be able to play it just fine.
And from what I've seen, you can run it on XP, probably 2000.
Right. The game looks like it's built out of Legos. Everything's built out of these 1 meter, 1 by 1 meter blocks. Mm-hmm. So, that's the world. The game allows you to build anything. The reason it's called Minecraft is because there's a really heavy crafting system, which I also hate and love. I love it because it's so simplistic. All you do is you have these boxes and you fill it with items. And then you try to make whatever you're trying to build. You try to make what it actually looks like. Like, if you want to build a sword, well, you stick a stick, then you stick some metal on top of that stick till it looks like a sword, and then, boop, and the little side says, hey, you made a sword. And you grab that, and you have a sword now. You can build tons of things. You can build swords, axes, armor, chests, boats, minecarts, walls, doors, glass. You can build just about anything to make anything you want in this game, and they're constantly adding more.
Yay.
To the game. Since the guy's making $500,000 on the game, he literally just works full time on the game. That's all he's doing now. Patching and creating new things.
Best retirement plan ever.
That's the best job ever.
Yeah.
What do you do? I make a video game, and thousands worship me.
Pretty much.
The game is amazingly fun. There's one problem with it, and that's when you start to become a god in the game, when you hit the wall of where everything you can build and whatnot. But that's fine, because then you just kind of hit quit, and you start up a new game. And you're like, why would starting up a new game be interesting? Because the world is randomly generated. So, last time, I spawned on a beach. Now I'm in the middle of a giant mountain range. Well, this will definitely change how you build your house and whatnot to save you at nighttime from the invading zombies. That's cool. Another aspect of the game, which I should have mentioned before, but now I'm going to get to it, is the mining, Minecraft. You dig. The game is huge. You're allowed to dig down, like, almost forever, and you're digging for raw minerals like iron and copper and gold to build stuff, like, you know, iron pickaxe and whatnot. They upgrade. Yep. The rarest item in the game right now is diamond. Diamond is the strongest thing you can build anything out of. Mm-hmm. Except for obsidian.
Obsidian?
Which I'm going to call it obsidian. Obsidian, okay. It creates the strongest walls for you to defend your fort with. Right
diamond?
Now, not diamond.
All right.
I think diamond might also, but diamond is getting crazy since it's the rarest mineral in the game. And you need 9 of every mineral to create a piece of a wall.
Okay.
So, yeah, go with obsidian for that.
Yep.
The game, right now, it's not too tough, which is why we're all fearing. It's tough in the beginning, but once you get near the end and you got yourself armor and you got yourself your giant golden sword of death, then it becomes quite a bit easier to survive. Monsters can't destroy your house unless they're a creeper, which I talked about before, which go boom if you touch them or get near them. Basically, when you're sitting there at night, sitting in your house, listening to music, because you can spawn jukeboxes, listening to music, just sitting back with a cup of tea, waiting for the daytime so you can go back to work, then you hear... Then you look up, and then, this is my personal experience, I look up at my skylight, because I built a skylight, so I can see the night sky above me. I look up at my skylight, and on my skylight is a creeper. And I go, no. And it goes... I die. When you die, you respawn, and you have to get back to your corpse in a certain amount of time, otherwise all your items will disappear, and half of them normally do disappear by the time you get back anyways. So I get back to my house, and I'm collecting my items, and I'm just looking at the wreck of my house. Totally destroyed. Big old hole in the top in the front door. And I'm like, and I start rebuilding. Hopefully before nightfall, when the zombies spawn. I recommend playing the game on hard, because it's always more fun when it's really easy to die.
Yep.
I personally play on hard mode. It makes you really, really wanting to build a house.
Dying.
Well, when you're out looking for materials out at the daytime, because at daytime you can collect animals. There are animals walking around, chickens, pigs, cows. You can collect them for meat and feathers and whatnot. And there's wood outside. You cut down trees to get wood. When you're out in the daytime collecting minerals, and you went a little too far for your house, so when you're walking back to your house and it's already like nighttime, you feel and when you're playing hard, you feel the urge to build yourself a shelter really quick. I have spent many a night huddled in a 1x1 shelter made of dirt with my sword by the window, hearing outside and shivering there. The game will scare you a lot of the time. When there's that monster you do not see, he just whacks you, and you're like, oh my god! Ding, ding, ding. It's great. The game is great. It is tons of fun to play, and it keeps updating. You just keep getting bigger and better stuff. There's also, getting off of survival, there is a build mode where you're invincible, and you can build whatever the heck you want in the game. People have created tons of art. There's tons of maps that are just filled with... of people's maps filled with like Mario and whatnot, created in giant form. Statues, whatever. It's a blast. There is multiplayer, as I said before. Normally, it was before somehow recently was just creation mode. You could play with other people. Now they actually have survival mode as multiplayer, but that's in the alpha stage as well. And that one is There's a lot of... You can't die in it in survival mode. Multiplayer, you're invincible, sadly. But the monsters are there. The survival tactic is there. You can't just spawn whatever you want. You have to build everything. And that has led to a lot of fun things. Like, I play on a server called Castle Wars, where it's literally a war between a lava kingdom and a water kingdom. And you get a job, and it's like playing an MMO. I'm a miner. I mine for the city. And then I trade in my mine to buy other goods from other people, like the woodsman over there, and the hunter, and the blacksmith, and I get my goods, and I walk around, and I talk to people. It's an RPing server, basically. So they've created an MMO now, out of a single-player game.
Very cool.
The game highly recommends that you build your own stuff. There are tons of mods and skins I've seen. I saw one server that had this awesome medieval skin, which made everything look cooler than it already was in the game. Because the game looks like Legos, as I said before. It's kind of cheesy, it looks like Legos. This one was like, that is real rock. They got detailed on it. I'm like, whoa, this looks really realistic now. You can change how you look, your skins. I look like myself. I made myself look like myself. There's mods. One person has created a magic mod called RuneCraft. So now we have magic inside the game if you download that mod. It's huge, okay? It's whatever the hell you want to do, you do it in this game. I'm rambling at this point. I'm not really reviewing anymore, but...
Yeah, that's fine. We're Gamers Rant.
You're listening. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Okay, good. So, yes, get this game. I highly recommend it. It is extremely addictive, especially if you're the creative type. Because then you're sitting there like, I could just build a staircase up, but no, I want a spiral staircase.
Ding, no. Ding, 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 I ding. Want an elevator. I want a hovercraft elevator.
You could, okay. Some crazy things people have done with this game, just to give you an idea of what you can do with this game. Someone created a working computer within the game.
What?
They created a working computer within the game.
Huh, okay.
They used the game's mechanics to build a computer.
With an operating system and
with
all that?
With an operating system. It's a very basic computer running on binary.
Okay, so you couldn't play Minecraft on this computer.
No, he says you can. He's working on it to make it better.
Oh, huh.
He's hoping that eventually it will be able to run programs.
So you'll be able to play Minecraft within Minecraft.
Crazy, huh?
That's pretty amazing.
They added in this thing called Redstone, which you can turn to dust, which actually activates its electricity. And you can actually make it, you can use it to make switches and whatnot. Yeah, and that's cool. Where you get the binary in. The second you get anything, that you hit a button and it activates switches and sends electrical current, because that's what it is, electricity. It's a gain's form of electricity. You can build stuff. And he built an operating computer. I watched him on a video. He added 2 + 2 with his computer. He went, he pulled a lever, went over, pulled another lever, walked over. 10 seconds later, 2. Well, it's at 4, because they added 2 plus 2. Oh, they went over and divided it and multiplied it. And so he's got a working computer.
Math been so awesome.
Yeah. And if you actually see his computer, it goes on for, like, forever. It's huge. Because you need all that room to make it work.
Yep.
That's an awesome way to go. Locke, tell him about the awesome thing that you love that they've done in Minecraft.
They created the Enterprise. The USS Enterprise-D.
And for you Star Trek fans, if you don't know...
That's the big one.
That's a huge ship. And it's one-to-one scale. One-to-one scale model
that's
of a...
big one.
We don't have that in real life, but in cyberspace we have a one-to-one scale model.
Yep.
And it's kind of scary. You can go search Minecraft, search Star Trek, find it. The video's there. It's massive. It's just this huge ship. And it's unbelievably how big it is. And the reason it can be so unbelievably big is because the creator of the game has stated this. No one has been able to test it yet. Minecraft randomly generates itself as you move about. So once you get near the edge of the map, it will create a new mile of the game randomly generated in front of you.
Right.
And the game will expand, he says, to 8 times the size of Earth.
Well, who's going to challenge him?
Who's going to walk that far?
All right, what I got here is a ruler, and I am going to test
out... He already told you, every block is 1 meter by 1 meter.
Oh, there you go.
So you just have to walk and count the blocks.
Yep.
Yeah, but basically, you walk and you just don't end, which means you can just explore endlessly. Inside the game, there are dungeons. There are monster-filled dungeons with treasure at the end and treasure chests. I have found a few of those. Those things are scary and really hard to beat. Because the monsters just destroy you in there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, the game is tons of fun. A guy on YouTube he has a thing about his character's named X. He's got like a 28-part series of him playing this game, and it's actually a blast to watch him try to survive by himself. He creates something called the X Cave. Huh. And he actually walked really far away at one point and looked back and saw the lights twinkling of his giant cave, and he went, "At this moment, I feel proud just seeing how big his massive cave had become."
Cool.
It's a great game. It's only $10. It is totally worth it. It's one of the best buys I think I've ever made, because the amount of time it has kept me entertained has been well worth those $10.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're constantly getting updates, one of the newest updates coming out on Halloween besides the stronger monsters is he's adding hell.
Oh, alright, great.
You'll be able to portal into hell. Where the monsters are stronger and the fact that you're in hell. But while you're in hell, every meter you walk counts as 10 meters. So when you port back out, you could have walked a mile within 3 steps.
What?
See, not actual, that was bad math there, but basically, you walk a short distance into hell, it equals a long distance in the real world.
Huh.
So you can summon a portal, walk into hell, walk a little ways, unportal, your house is way far away now when you come out.
Wow.
That's your quick way to get around your new 8 times the size of Earth world.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's another thing he's adding in. This game just keeps getting better.
I know, man.
And they're adding in fishing! Animal Crossing!
Yep.
Right, so that's Minecraft. It is a buy it now for sure while it is still cheap. You will enjoy it, I promise.
Even when it goes up to $20.
Yeah, I think I stole the game. I think it's a $20 game. I got it for $10.
Yeah.
Well, technically $13 with tax, but yeah. Get
Very
it.
Cool.
get it. All right, so that's my review of Minecraft. Hopefully I'll see you on there. If anyone does get Minecraft from listening to this, my username on their forums and in the game is Xylofan. Real original.
Yep.
Because someone actually stole Xylo, the jerk. Anyways, so Xylofan, feel free to talk to me on there. I would love to help build a base with you. And I would love to fight zombies by your side.
He just wants you to be a meat shield.
That's not true. I use the pigs for that.
Oh, okay.
He's gonna be the meat armor. They'll be standing right behind me to watch my back. All right, so yeah, Minecraft, buy it now. League of Legends, it's not even a buy it now because it's a get it now. Get it for free now.
Yep.
Locke, your review.
Okay, my review would not be so quite so positive. That's okay. We need a little balancing force in there, anyways.
We need something a little funnier because I've just been ranting about positives right now. That's not funny. People listen to this to laugh. I think we're funny, right?
I hope so.
I think we were.
We're not professional.
Well, we're not professional, of course not. All right, so yeah, continue.
Okay, so Alpha Protocol. Now the story with this game. Did you say something?
Oh, does that even classify as a video game?
No, I don't think so. It really shouldn't have.
Continue.
I blame Sega. Sega?
Sega. Just, Sonic!
Just sit down in the little grave you're standing in, lie down, die.
You're too slow! You're too slow! You're too slow! Bestiality!
Okay. Anyways, back to the game. History with the game. When I first heard about this, read it in the Game Informer article, I was thinking, well, geez, it kind of looks like a ripoff off Mass Effect, just because of the graphics.
Right.
The graphics engine looked very much like Mass Effect, the dialogue system.
Well, when I saw it, I thought the guys who made Mass Effect had made it, so
yeah,
that
exactly.
Says a lot. I thought BioWare was making it.
Same graphics, same dialogue system. You would think that it was a BioWare game, but no, it's not. However, once it actually came out, you realize the graphics suck, but it makes a very good ripoff of a BioWare game. You know why?
Why?
Because the story was pretty decent, and sometimes pretty good, but the gameplay was terrible!
So you could have mistaken it for a BioWare game, except for the fact that it was so bad it reminded you of a Sonic game. And that's when you went, Sega!
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 Exactly. Oh my god. Now, I neglected getting this game for a month or two because I read reviews saying that it just flat out sucked. And they are completely right. The gameplay is just landslide down. Though, when I did get it, I had some hope in reviews. Some people were saying it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to get it because, you know...
Fool!
At the very least, it should be interesting, and Reach was still 3 weeks away. So I start up the game, and you start up the game, you create your character, then you wake up in a room, you go around and shoot people, and...
So you're Alex Mercer.
Yes, actually, you wake up in a hospital room and then you just decide, oh, geez, well, this is a bad situation to wake up in. Bang, 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 bang.
I kill people. But have you covered wars?
No, you have not covered wars.
Oh, well, that's not
funny. Yet. After this, you'll be able to say you have.
I've covered wars and killed people.
I've covered wars, you know.
I ate their flesh.
Okay.
Awkward.
Yeah, so you wake up in a hospital room, all you find is a tranquilizer gun, and you can't pick up the real weapons that people are using against you for some reason. What could that possibly mean?
It obviously means you're a pacifist.
Yes, you're a pacifist, Alex Mercer.
No, you mean a pedophile. No, you mean a pacifier.
Okay, so you reach the end of the level, and this black guy tells you, we hired you. And it's a good thing you picked up that tranquilizer and none of their real weapons, because you have been killing all of our peoples.
It's almost like
he
knew.
Then he sends you on a mission.
Yeah. Oh, then he sends you on a mission.
Yeah, then he sends you on a mission.
What is this? Was he telling you, like, in a helicopter? He's like, you have been killing all of our people. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. So you hired me? Yeah, we're sending you on a mission. All right, sweet. So, can you give me some prep? And then he pulls a lever, and you just drop down out of the helicopter. Parachute, oh, dink. Have fun!
That would have been just about the gist of it. He talks to you from a TV screen, then you go meet him in person, you go meet your team. They talk for a bit, and I swear, throughout the entire conversation, the words Alpha Protocol, the group that you're working under, is never mentioned. Your purpose as a secret agent is hardly glanced upon. The beginning part just really sucks, story-wise, gameplay-wise.
You're Alex Mercer, what is there more to say? Nothing, because you're Alex Mercer.
Right.
You have nothing to say.
But no, gameplay-wise, you know right from the beginning it's not good. When you pick up your tranquilizer gun, I decided to be all stealthy, and I said, I'm going to make Xyle proud. So I sneak around the corner, I see a guy, I aim for his head, I pop him in the head, and he turns around and starts shooting at me. With a tranquilizer dart sticking out of the back of his head. Then I peg him with 10 more darts. Because that's how the game works. It works in a very old-school fashion where everyone takes 20 bullets to die.
So everyone's hard to kill.
Yeah, everyone's hard to kill.
Even from a trank gun.
Yeah, even from a tranquilizer gun. I mean, then they're not technically dead. But, yeah.
Great.
All the starting weapons, it takes a lot to kill people because they have health bars. And the little guns, they take little sections of the health bar. And even if you peg them in the head, well, there's physics involved, but it doesn't do much.
What's a headshot worth? Plus one damage.
Yeah, it, like, ah! damage. And then you're taking, like, a fourth, a third of their health out.
You know,
still takes, like, 3 shots.
You know some Halo noob was playing this. He picked up the sniper rifle and shot guys and went, why aren't they dying? Why aren't they dying? Why can't I get a no-scope? Ah!
Yep. Okay, so gameplay, you can just tell right away, is really weak. Their level-up system is pretty good. Their martial arts system, well, one, it works because it takes people out easier than the guns do. But it looks a lot better than it did in the videos. I was very upset with it when I was originally watching the videos on the game.
Now, if I ever do play this game, I'm naming my character Chuck Norris, and I'm learning only martial arts.
Yeah, that's the best way to go. Martial arts, stealth. Yeah, in a lot of cases, stealth is actually pretty useful. Because in any straight-up gunfight, you're kind of outmatched because their guns kill you in 10 hits, but your guns kill them in 10 hits.
Flip a coin! Flip a coin!
So it just doesn't work out very well. And, let's see, story-wise, the entire first section of the game just sucks. And the formula for the game, this is why it fakes a BioWare game so much. It uses the exact same formula. It gives you that intro segment. It gives you that first world. Then it gives you 3 choices of places to go to. Then it gives you the climactic mission. That's how all BioWare games operate.
So
this is how this game operates.
Does it have side missions?
It has, like, side objectives. Every single place. After the beginning mission, there are 3 places that you can go to. Russia, Greece, and Taiwan. And in those 3 places, there are 3 missions. And in each mission, there's the primary goal and the secondary goals and whatnot.
This game sounds really short from what you're saying.
It's longer than it sounds.
Okay.
Now, as closely as all BioWare games follow that formula too, this game did surprise me about the time I got to Greece, because they gave me a bunch of little missions instead of those 3 that Taiwan gave me.
Uh-huh.
And so it gave me like 5 little missions and 2 big missions. So it changed it up. It changed up the formula around that point. And I have to say, after the Middle East segment, the intro part, where all of the enemies had like rocket launchers and guns that could kill you really easy, the stealth system sucked, the story sucked, the gameplay sucked. After that segment, the game got pretty good.
What?
Not great. Okay, I can't say good. It got okay.
What?
It became playable after the Middle Eastern part. See, how this worked was...
So what you're saying is, once we finally take down the Middle East, everything will be okay?
Yes, that's exactly... No. Bad time.
Political jokes.
Yeah, there's a mission where you're officially operating under Alpha Protocol, this would-be secret agent operation thing.
Hey, I give them credit. I give them credit for not stating Alpha Protocol all the time. Heaven forbid we heard Alex Mercer too many times. And
yeah, that's true. They don't overstate it in the first part. I mean, they hardly explain it. I only really knew what was going on because I read the back of the box.
Ooh.
Of course, I could be wrong. They could have mentioned it a couple times, and I just wasn't paying attention.
By the way, you're working for a secret organization known as Alpha Protocol. There's a gun in the back drawer instead of that stupid tranquilizer gun you're using. And here's some armor that'll definitely increase your attack power by 30. Lock.
La 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 la. Oh my god.
No,
look, there's cheesecake.
Agent, what are you doing? Sorry, sir, cheesecake. I'm not paying any attention. My player's eating Cheetos. Do you think that's what happened, Locke?
Maybe. Wasn't Cheetos, though.
Oh, what
okay,
was it?
Anyways, I played through that little intro bit. I played through the Middle East. Then I was so fed up with the game, I literally took it out. I almost flung it like a freaking frisbee. But then I put it back down in the case. I said I'd return it back to Gamefly the next day and just wait for Reach.
It was ramen, wasn't it?
Huh?
It was ramen, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Totally off topic. Timing!
Okay, next morning, I realize 3 weeks until Halo Reach comes out, so I put the game back in and decided to tread through it. And after the Middle East part, the game does get okay. The gameplay picks up once you get better skills and actual weapons, and I think the best feature the game has is its dialogue system. It actually does a pretty darn good job with it.
You see, I heard a horrible thing about the dialogue system, that there weren't any choices. There's just... Be the French snob, be the asshole, or be the jerk. Sarcastic jerk. Those are your three options, I heard.
Well, you have those three options, and yeah, it does sound pretty bland there, but they change up the conversation pretty dramatically. I've seen articles, and I've tested this out, depending on which route you take. And they are kind of bland. You have polite, sarcastic, and jerk.
Okay.
But... later in the game, you get other options, like you happen to fulfill this one side objective and got this pendant, and you get the option to bring it up in the conversation, just randomly. Hey, is this yours? And they're like, hey, you found my pendant. And you get random things like that that change up the conversation. You get emails that change your relationships with players, or the NPCs, and you can respond to them and...
Well, I was going to say, any email you get would definitely change your relationship with players. Hey, Locke, what are you doing? I'm playing Alpha Protocol. Oh. Dude, you suck. Beep. Friend lost.
Hmm.
That's why you have no friends on Xbox Live, Locke. You played Alpha Protocol.
Well, that's mean. It really isn't... No, I can't say that. The game does suck. It just... I blame Sega.
Sega. That was creepy.
Yeah, so...
That's what we should do for Halloween. We should review Sonic the Werehog. Go play that for Halloween.
Oh,
that would be
God.
Really scary. It's scary because he's a werehog, and it's scary because the game's just that bad.
Yeah, anyways, I left this game... Or, no, I'll try and go in order. After the Middle East part, you're dropped from the secret... would-be secret Alpha Protocol program... And you have to get your name and reputation back and solve...
Whoa,
solving world crisis.
You were betrayed by the organization you worked for?
Plot twist. I know, right?
That never happens. You always trust the organization you work for. I can't even say this seriously. Oh, my gosh.
But no, you weren't actually betrayed by the organization you worked for. See, what happened during the mission... You were framed by one of the people helping your organization.
Oh, totally different.
So it's actually the people working for your organization, and they're trying to screw over your organization, and they start off that with killing you, or trying to kill you.
Oh, so, are you also trying to rescue your little daughter?
What?
Are you trying to rescue your daughter at the same time?
No.
Have you gone rogue? Are you going rogue?
Basically, yes.
Okay, so well, at the point when he gets the radar vision, I'm going to stop listening.
Oh, okay, I see. I hear what you're saying.
Now you get the joke.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, let's see. After that point, you have three places to go to, all to investigate and try and bring down Halbeck, which is the company that funds or helps out.
Ain't no Hollaback, girl. Ain't no Hollaback.
Story-wise, the game kind of picks up from here. In each place, they have their own little interesting politics going on. There's a lot of writing going into the background in each mission.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Okay. So now you're saying writing is scrolling around on the background? Okay, okay. The radar vision's got to be coming soon.
No.
You just said writing
is... Wait. Yes, I eventually level up. So you get the ability to put a waypoint on everyone's head.
Okay, I'm not listening anymore.
You probably shouldn't. It's a pretty sucky game.
Make more fun of it.
But I... Okay, fine. Let's see. Well, you know it's a really terrible game when you got your shotgun, you're hiding around the corner, the guy walks up 3 feet in front of you, and you shove it into his abdomen and fire. And then he shoots you in the head and you die.
What are they wearing that let them survive that?
I don't know. Books. The Bible. They're wearing the Bible.
Every single guard's got the Bible right over his heart.
Yep.
It works in the movies. Should work in a game, too. Oh, look, it does!
It protected my head from a bullet. Amazing.
I love the Bible! And that's when all the villains in the game got religion.
Yep. Oh, that's what we can account for. We brought villains religion. Oh, but... Okay, so... Through all of my trying to defend the game... You know, because... between dialogue and... getting better story, I was... able to kind of tread through terrible, terrible gameplay up until the last point where the gameplay shot itself and your organization does betray you.
You're joking.
See, yeah, you see, later they betray you. Or later you find out that they were in league with Halbeck the entire time. I don't know. The story just jumped off a cliff at that point.
I'd say this is spoilers, but I don't think anyone cares.
I didn't figure anyone... care. It's kind of like Spoiler Soul Conviction at that point. No one cares. No one's going to play this game. They just die.
So you betrayed me. No, we didn't betray you. The guys we're working with betrayed you. Oh, okay, I'll kill them. Okay, I killed them. Dude, they were my friends. We were totally going back against your back and trying to kill you. You just ruined everything.
Yeah. Okay, so there are three factors to where I really... through this game like a freaking frisbee, and then decided to go play E.T.
Oh, good. Let's hear these.
Okay, one. Your handler throughout the entire game, because you really only have one, despite what they say, is hidden safely away in a safe house. Yeah, so she won't be handling your last final mission.
Uh-huh.
Because yeah, you want her to be safe. You know, she's an important character. And randomly in the final mission... Well, I'm blasting away, guys. I hear the little TV screen say, by the way, guess what we did? Yeah, we found her. And I just barely heard this mission. I just barely heard this statement. And this is heavy spoilers, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And I just look at the TV screen and you see her dead body. And I'm like, oh my god, I almost walked past that.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that was terrible. I felt really bad. That was a pretty gory image for the game, too. I'm still not entirely sure what happened because I missed half the message that it was trying to tell me during gameplay.
That's not good.
Yeah, so that's no good at all.
I was
pretty pissed off.
See,
I was pretty pissed off.
I wish I had played this game because I know I'd be ripping on it a lot more than you are.
Yeah. Because I go back and forth because the beginning sucked, but the middle was okay.
Yeah, but see,
gameplay sucked all
if
the way
I played
through,
it right now, I'd be throwing out my analogies and just making fun of it like mad.
That's true.
Which would probably be a lot funnier for the podcast. Because right now, you and me are actually kind of giving reviews, like legitimate reviews, which is scaring me.
Imagine that.
I know. Continue.
Anyways, second factor. Of course, after they threw out the storyline, the gameplay had to shine its ugly rearing head.
There we go, analogies!
Totally screwed up an analogy. I threw the words all together. Anyways, gameplay. Oh, so this douchebag co-worker of yours decides to take you on, and I'm like, alright, I'm ready to kill this
guy. Okay, I'm sorry, you said a co-worker's trying to kill you now?
Yes, because
this feels like an Eldonism moment.
Well, apparently your organization did betray you, and this is where I'm trying to put that together. So your douchebag co-worker who's been against you the entire game, you've only saw him in the first mission.
So he's your rival then?
No, he's your rival in the first mission. He's just that douchebag who emails you throughout the entire game. You don't see him ever except for the first mission.
I want him to be your rival because, you know, he'd be the guy who gets the water Pokemon when you chose the fire Pokemon and you just kind of glare
at
him.
Yes, exactly. He is kind of intended to be that guy because he's also a secret agent and or handler. I don't know. I don't remember. Anyways, you
he
get
could
to go
just
up
be the baker.
Him.
We're not really sure at this point.
Yeah. You're fighting your organization now, so it's him and his little horde of minions. I'm like, all right, fine. I'm going to kick all their
butts.
Why
does he get a horde of minions?
Because he's the organization trying to keep up. The organization is currently betraying me.
Yeah, but you were part of the organization. I didn't see you getting minions.
That's true. They just sent me in alone in the Middle East. That was a bright idea. Everyone had RPGs and guns, and I had a pistol.
Yay, pistol. If you're playing ODST, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, that it would be.
All right, continue.
That's because the pistol kills with headshot. Anyways, douchebag, I'm ready to kill this guy. So he puts on his armor, and guess what he grabs? A sniper rifle!
Oh, well, you're going to be fine then.
I hate this guy.
Well, I know you hate him, but you're going to be fine.
No, because his sniper rifle can kill you in like 3 hits, so you're constantly in cover. You know, poking out your gun every once in a while to kill his minions who are constantly randomly spawning.
Yay, random spawns!
So he's trying to snipe you, I'm trying to get to him on this little tower thing while minions are coming at me. And guess what's all around the field where I'm running?
That sounds...
Explosive barrels!
Oh.
And guess what he's doing?
Shooting him!
Chucking 3 grenades!
Well, this is...
Every minute!
This is why they fired you, Locke. You can't do any of this stuff. Look at him. He has the three grenade perk, the super sniper rifle. He has minions. I mean, he's got leadership skills. Of course they kept him and dropped you.
He's a douchebag, I swear. But I hate this guy. I hate this guy as much as I hate Reaver. He was just a pain throughout the whole game.
Oh, no one can hate Reaver as much as me.
Yeah, I know.
Alright, so continue. What happened?
Oh, jeez. Okay, so, again, the grenades kind of suck in this game, too, but, you know, they're powerful. You know, you use them every once in a while. But you only throw one. And they're pretty deadly. He chucks 3 at you. He spams them. So, every once in a while, you're behind cover, you take out the guys, then you immediately have to run, sprint to the next cover, because he's going to chuck 3 grenades at your cover. Cars and explosive barrels are going to explode, so you're constantly moving. Okay, fine. Gameplay mechanic. Except when I get out of cover, he snipes me. So, he snipes you, he spams grenades at you, the minions are constantly trying to kill you. You're in a completely open place where the cover doesn't always work anyways. And that's where I rip the game out of the Xbox, throw it like a freaking frisbee, run over with a car that I've stolen, and crashed into this game. I hate this game.
Yay, hatred! So you didn't beat it?
I did not.
Aww.
Yes, I know. And you told me to beat it for the review, and I was like... Then the story came up again, and I said, no. No. So I flung it like a frisbee, and it actually reached Gamefly from that fling. I'm just...
So there could have
Gamefly
been...
Gamefly Studios in California. Ow!
Why does that keep happening? Nobody likes the... Oh, gosh! There goes my arm. Yeah.
Drip, drip, drip.
Yeah. Anyways, that's my review.
If guys
rather play E.T. Have to get off now.
Okay. Well... Okay.
So I guess that's the end of our reviews.
I'm glad we got this episode out on a weekly basis.
I'm glad we'll try to do it again soon. So I'm Zylo.
And this is Gamer's Rant.
I'm Locke.
And this is Gamer's Rant.
Hooyah. Hooyah.